What were they looking for and why? I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A federal judge formally rejects a government request to completely seal the affidavit used to get the search warrant on former President Trump's home in Florida. The Justice Department has until noon Thursday to submit proposed redactions to that document.
While Attorney General Merrick Garland pushed to release the search warrant in the case, he does not want this affidavit released. That would include the probable cause for a search and to announce what crime, if any, Trump committed that DOJ is looking at. It's really a roadmap for the DOJ investigation. So Garland and his team do not want it out there, not to mention DOJ officials don't want it out there because they believe it may chill people and stop people from coming forward and cooperating in this case.
Fox's David Spunt. The search for a missing girl may be over.
The volunteer dive group called Adventures with Purpose says it has found the body of Kylie Rodney near where she was last seen in Truckee, California, 2 weeks ago. The Placer County Sheriff's Office, which has been leading the official search for Rodney, has not confirmed the discovery. The volunteer group made the announcement in a Facebook post on Sunday, saying her body was found in a submerged Honda CRV in Prosser Lake.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Three law enforcement officers in Arkansas are taken off the job under investigation for a beating caught on bystander video.
Two deputies with the Crawford County, Arkansas Sheriff's Office, along with a Mulberry police officer, are now suspended after being seen on a video posted online beating and bludgeoning a suspect they say was making threats at a gas station and then who attacked a deputy when confronted. On the video, the suspect, 27-year-old Ray Worcester, is already pinned down, yet the deputies and officer continue to repeatedly strike him and slam his face into the pavement. The suspect is now in jail. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stocks are down across the board this morning on Wall Street. The Dow was down around 500 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Men having sex is being made legal in Singapore.
The Prime Minister of Singapore held a televised speech saying the conservative city-state's attitude towards the LGBTQ community is changing, so a colonial-era law prohibiting gay sex is going to be repealed. It was a law inherited from the British, but kept on the books after Singapore gained independence in 1965, making sex between men punishable by up to 2 years in jail. The country, however, will not permit same-sex marriage and will take steps to prevent any future changes to that rule. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Israel's Supreme Court rejects an appeal to release a Palestinian prisoner who's been on hunger strike for nearly 6 months, according to his family, to protest his detention without charge. Khalil Awade is in jail under what the Israeli government refers to as administrative detention. The last day of campaigning before tomorrow's primaries in Florida and New York.
Redistricting has caused a musical chair type situation in New York. For Congressman Jerry Nadler, his 10th district was redrawn, and rather than run again in that seat, he's challenging his colleague, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, in the 12th. This leaves the 10th open, which has seen a number of Democrats enter the fight, including Congressman Mondaire Jones. Jones is leaving his newly drawn 17th district after 18th district Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney decided to run in the 17th, which sparked criticism of Maloney. Then there are two special elections, one in the 19th district, which is considered a swing district, and the Republican-leaning 23rd. In that GOP primary, controversial former candidate for governor Carl Paladino is facing state Republican Party chairman Nick Langworthy. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's flash flooding in Dallas, Texas. The National Weather Service says 8 inches of rain fell overnight into this morning, with more to come, up to another inch today. Flooding's being made worse by the past 3 months of drought. That makes the ground harder for rain to penetrate. When it lands, there have been water rescues and people swimming away from their abandoned cars. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.